like that it actually has voices from the Canberra region.
Wungarali Majinu, Dane Borsha on ABC Radio Canberra, Wurundjeri.
I wonder if it would be helpful to you if there was a camera embedded into your dash, perhaps into your entertainment unit in your car, that would keep track of your eyes and your head and would give you a bit of a warning if it looked, if it was sensed that you were starting to nod off while you were driving. Well, that's a technological development that was honoured last night, one of 50 as part of the 57th Australian Export Awards at Parliament House. It was one of 13 businesses from around the country that have been acknowledged for their outstanding export achievements. Seeing Machines, the company responsible for that technology, took out the 2019 Technology and Innovation Award. Paul McGlone is the CEO of Seeing Machines and is here now. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
How was it last night?
It was a big night. 600 odd people, packed house. And, you know, we were very pleased to win our category.
Yeah. Now, I gave a very brief explanation of your technology. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that how it works?
Essentially, we use advanced vision technology. We combine human factors science to understand the human state. We have some very clever algorithm scientists that convert that into software, and it's that software that enables us to pick up through the camera how you're interacting with the vehicle. And yes, we can determine whether you're nodding off or distracted or not in a position to take control of the vehicle.
Why did you develop this?
Well, it's one of these stories that sounds like an overnight success, but 20 years in the making. Our founders, Tim Edwards and Sebastian Rigaud from the Australian National University, still with us, were looking to understand how humans and machines or robots would interact. And so the first robot was really the vehicle. And yeah, right. That's how it came about.
Yeah, and then it's just been an evolutionary thing.
It's been an evolution. We've had lots of twists and turns and today we have extremely advanced technology.
Yeah, and what are the applications for technology like this?
Look, I think they're frankly unlimited, but we focus on transport. So we're putting our technology into passenger vehicles. In Europe, for example, there is legislation coming in from 2022 which will make it mandatory in new cars. We put it into fleet vehicles or trucks. We put it into mining vehicles, heavy mining vehicles. We're also putting our technology into the aviation sector, specifically for use in pilot training simulators. So focus on transport at the moment, but in numerous applications.
With technology like this, I wonder, is there ever a worry of how it might be used in a negative way? Because you've probably seen, like I have, the stories coming out of parts of the world about facial recognition identification that might be used for adverse means.
Look, it is a worry to many people. And frankly, one of the biggest barriers that we have to deal with in the trucking business, the fleet business, is a level of concern or even paranoia about whether I'm being watched. So we don't actually watch you. We have an infrared camera that is very focused on your pupils and your head position, and it takes just a second or so to determine whether or not you're paying attention. So it's not like you're being constantly filmed.
And it's not streamed to some head office or something like that.
No,
so it's more a reactionary thing like that. What does winning that award last night mean for this technology?
Well, look, the recognition locally is very important. And of course, we won the Canberra Export Awards just a couple of months ago. So this national award gives us greater presence in Australia. But it's all part of our brand, our employee brand as well. It enables us to attract good people. It recognises that we are expert in our field. And as you know, the peer group last night was very significant. So it's a very positive brand builder for us.
So where to from here?
Well, you know, we're in 24 countries. And we actually sell our software and systems to some of the world's largest companies. We just want to continue.
Yeah. Onwards and upwards then.
Yeah.
Oh, look, thanks for coming in this morning and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
That was Paul McGlone, the CEO of Seeing Machines, and they took out last night the 2019 Technology and Innovation Award at the 57th Australian Export Awards. They're also acknowledged as one of those 13 businesses' outstanding export achievements. And what a remarkable technology that is, that with the infrared beams that would monitor if you're drifting off. I wonder if we'll see that more into the future.